हय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी गोपीजन वल्लव गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लव गिरिवर जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय रामाचार्य सुहृदा स्थापु की जय प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शुभाषादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय दीन धाम की जय, स्वामी तो भक्तविंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर समय, ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर समय। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
अतो वाय कवयो नित्यं भक्तिं परमया मुदा वासुदेवे भगवती कुर्वन्ति आत्मा प्रसादनी। अतो वाय कवयो नित्यं भक्तिं परमया मुदा वासुदेवे भगवती कुर्वन्त्यात्मप्रसादनीम्। अतो वाय कवयो नित्यं भक्तिं परमया मुदा वासुदेवे भगवती कुर्वन्त्यात्मप्रसादनीम्। अतो वाय कवयो नित्यं भक्तिं परमया मुदा वासुदेवे भगवती कुर्वन्त्यात्मप्रसादनीम्।
Thank you. Ataha, therefore, vai, certainly, kovayaha, all transcendentalists, nityam, from time immemorial, pakitim, service unto the Lord, poramaya, supreme, muda, with great delight, Vasudeve, Sri Krishna, Bhagavati, the personality of Godhead, Kurdavanti, do render, Atma, self, Prasadanim, that which enlivens. Translation. Therefore, all transcendentalists have been rendering loving service with great delight to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, from time immemorial, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self.
So, therefore, the word is therefore. Therefore means after concluding something. That is, then you say there. When you talk, when you argue, when you come to the conclusion, then we say, therefore, or when our argument is strong, then we say, therefore. So, this therefore means that one is firmly convinced, as it is described in the previous verse, Vidyate Hridaya Granthi Chiddante Sarvasangsaya. Sarvasangsaya. Sangsaya means doubtfulness. Now, this morning we are talking with our scientist friend whether the ultimate source of everything, first of all the conclusion is that everything is relatively situated here. It's like some gentleman, that he is son of another gentleman, related. Then his father is also son of another gentleman. So our this world is related, depending one thing upon another. Nobody is self-independent. This is going on. Then, to find out the original source of everything, that original source, whether it is sentient or insentient. But the conclusion is, the original source must be sentient. Because, in this, our experience, experimental knowledge, we see something matter and something living. I'm saying here is a small ant and here is a big stone. The big stone is insentient. It cannot move. For millions of years you wait whether the stone will move. You cannot see, no, it is not. Because it is insentient. Whereas a small ant, it is going, you just check its marching, it will struggle. It will struggle this way, this way, this way. And ultimately you have to give way. This is sentient. Therefore, sentient is superior. There are two things within our experience. One, matter, not sentient, and another, sentient. So, this, now, I am sphere, or sometimes I control both these things. But I am not supreme controller. But I can observe that there are two things, sentient and insentient, and I am observing. So for the time being, I am superior of both the sentient and non-sentient. So the conclusion is, the ultimate source of everything, ultimate knower, ultimate analyzer, must be sentient. It cannot be insentient. That is experimental knowledge. So in this way, this our Krishna consciousness movement, Bhagavad Dharma, it is not sentiment. We can explain how God created. Sometimes it is, in Bible it is said, God said, let there be creation, and there was creation. But they cannot explain. Therefore, in the modern age, scientifically advanced, they do not take it. But we can explain. Our Bhagavad Dharma can explain. How? Simply by desiring, there is creation. So, here it is a chinnanti sarva samsaya. Chiddante sarva samsaya. What by this, following this Bhagavad Dharma, studying from Bhagavad, the ultimate knowledge of everything, one can become completely doubtless. That God is a person, is sentient, is the supreme director, is the supreme knower, is the supreme physicist, is supreme chemist, everything supreme. That's like Krishna lifted the mountain, Girivara Dhali. Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunya Vihari, Gopijana Vallava, Girivara Dhali. When there was torrents of rain, Vrindavan was being overflooded, and all the inhabitants became so much disturbed. They were seen to looking to Krishna because they did not know anything beyond Krishna. Krishna said, yes, I am lifting this mountain. Let it become a big umbrella of the whole state, or whole village. The atheist will say, these are all stories. No, they are not stories. Because God is supreme. He is supreme physicist. He knows how to make this mountain weightless. He knows they are. Just like so many gigantic planets are floating in the sky. That is a fact. Now who is floating? You cannot float even a small thing in the air. But such gigantic, not only one, millions and trillions are floating. Who has made it possible, floating? So, God can do that. Therefore, He is called all-powerful, the great. So, if Krishna is God, then floating or make this mountain weightless, is it very difficult task for Him? No. He entered the ocean. Unless he knows the physical laws, how to enter the ocean. It is technically. The modern scientists are also entering by machine. They are floating by machine. That is also physical science. So, if you know the physical science still more perfectly, you can float in the air without machine. You can enter within the water without machine. You can lift the mountain without machine. It is a question of perfect knowledge. What is that? No. Sound. So, here it is said that when you are actually advanced in spiritual knowledge, in devotional service, then Chidanti sarva sangsaya. Sangsaya means doubtful. Sometimes, yes, then similarly, these are stories. Krishna lifted them all. Because it is there, and he said, yes, maybe. But no, you must be firmly convinced yourself, is what Krishna tells us, that yes, Krishna did it. It is possible, because he knew the physical science very perfectly. He knows, and he can know, he can do it, one thing into another. Just like an electrician, he can turn cooler into heater, heater into cooler. Because he knows the science. You cannot do. So don't study Krishna, thinking yourself as Krishna. But I am also Krishna. No? That is the defect. Everyone thinks that frog philosophy, he has got experience of 3 feet well, and he has been informed that there is Atlantic Ocean. He simply imagines how it is possible. How it is possible. He is thinking maybe little more, 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet, and as soon as 10 feet, he's bust. Because he has no more knowledge. But how the 3 feet well can be compared with the Atlantic Ocean? That he does not know. So we are thinking we have got limited energy, creative energy, so-called scientific knowledge, so-called knowledge. Limited, because our senses are limited. And we are thinking that God may be a little bigger than me, Krishna. But as soon as it comes to the point that he can lift the mountain, the world, the planet, then the doubt. That is samsara. But actually, if you are advancing Krishna consciousness, you must be free from all doubts. You must know perfectly well what is Krishna. So, that is also possible by devotional service. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamam Vijanati. If one wants to understand me perfectly, Krishna cannot be understood perfectly. But still, just to drive our doubts, because we have got so many doubts. So, that doubt can be also dissipated bhaktya, by bhakti. How? Why not by knowledge? Because there are 3 ways, karma, jnana, bhakti. By knowledge, scientific knowledge, Krishna cannot be known. Why bhakti? Why Krishna is prescribing bhakti? No. By knowledge, so-called knowledge, you cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, the so-called scientists, they are in doubts. It is not possible. If you think that I shall speculate through knowledge, I shall understand God, that is not possible. Because God is unlimited. Your knowledge is limited. How you can know God? Now how the bhaktas, they are not scientists, not educated very much. How they can know? Yes, they can know. How? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tisam satadujuttanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Tam means unto him. Whom? Bhajatam pritipurvakam. Those who are engaged in devotional service is love and faith. Because God is within you. You haven't got to search out where is God. Ishara Sarvabhutana Riddhantatra. We have begun this chapter. Simnatanga Satatha Krishna Punnat Savana Kirtana. to your sleeping with God. Sinnatan Sadatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana. Anyone is engaged in hearing about Krishna. To whom? To him. Not those who are sleeping. Those who are actually hearing. Sinnatang. Sinnatang means hearing, not sleeping. To satvarku. Bhajatang. Pritipudbakam. And engaged in devotional service. Buddhi yogam dadamitam. I give intelligence. It doesn't require. If he is sincere, if he is actually a devotee, Krishna will help him. Guru Krishna Kripa. Guru is secondary. Another mercy of Krishna. Krishna is helping within and without. That without help is Guru. Krishna is intelligent. So Krishna is always ready to help us. And when Krishna is helping us, it is very easy to understand him. Therefore, a devotee is beyond all doubts. Beyond all doubts. There is no doubt. Not that blindly we are accepting Krishna as the supreme person of the world. No. We have got all our arguments, scientific, philosophical, anything. Then we accept Krishna. And that acceptance is nice. That is Uttama Adhikari. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. There are three stages of devotees. Lower class, middle class, and first class. The first class devotee is without any doubt. The third class devotee is accepting. Is accepting. And here is God. That's all. But he has many doubts. The second class, he, although he has got doubts, he is accepting on the authority of Vedas. That is second class. And the first class, he knows perfectly well that here is God. That is it. There is sarva sankhaya. Siddhanti. They are beyond all doubts. Yes, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Here is Krishna. In this temple, here is my Lord is standing. He has very kindly, mercifully has come to accept my service. That is first class devotee. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he saw Jagannath in the temple, immediately said, "Where is my Lord? I was searching out." So there are stages. So those who are first class, here it is stated, Atovai Kavayo. Kavayo means first class. Atovai kavayo nityam. Perpetually, eternally. Bhaktin paramayamuda. Devotional service. Transcendental paramaya. The devotional service for the third class devotee, the devotional service is also third class. And the although third class, first class, second class we are distinguishing, it is not ordinary material first class. Even in the spiritual world there is such divisions. There is same division, just like in the light, in the sunlight, there is division. The sun shine, the sun globe, and the sun god. There are three divisions. It is not that because you are in the sun sign, you know what is the sun glow or what is sun go. That is another stage. Similarly, just to become a devotee on the devotional side, there are stages. Stages, that is Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari. So Uttama Adhikari, Uttama in first class, he is firmly convinced Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody can deviate. He can convert others to understand Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But nobody can convert him that Krishna is not God. That is not possible. That is first class. So here it is said, ato vai kavayo nittam bhakti paramaya muda vasudevi bhagavati. Therefore, those who are actually in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, science of God, they firmly fixed up in the devotional service of Krishna, Vasudevi Bhagavati. Then what about the third class? The third class also, if you stick to the devotional service according to the rules and regulations, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Juva, Niyajita. Niyajita means just begin. Janayaki Yasu, Vaijagyam, Jnanam, Chajada, Hitakam. Then, that devotional service to Vasudeva Krishna will gradually help him how to become Vaijagya, how to become detached with material attraction, and how to acquire knowledge about Krishna. Everything will come. So, for the Kanishtha Adhikari, we must stick to the principle, gradually everything will be revealed. Sevan Mukhi Hiji Vado Samaeva Spurattada. In the beginning, because we have got blunt material senses, we cannot understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna's service. Adasya Krishna, what is Krishna's chanting of name? We are thinking that this is chanting just like we chant so many vibrations, this is also like that. We cannot understand. But if we take up all this devotional service in right earnestness to serve the Lord, then everything will be gradually revealed. That is the point. But if we become slack in following the rules and regulations, then we remain the third class. We cannot raise ourselves to the second class, first class position. Therefore, all doubts remain. This is the position. Thank you.